Chapter 6. Light. The soul is not physical, yet it is the force field of your being. The higher self is not physical, yet it is the living template of the evolved human, the fully awakened personality. The experience of intuition cannot be explained in terms of the five senses, because it is the voice of the non-physical world. Therefore, it is not possible to understand your soul, or your higher self, or your intuition, without coming to terms with the existence of non-physical reality. Knowing, in the cognitive sense, cannot produce proof of physical reality any more than it can produce proof of God. Proof of non-physical reality does not exist in the dimension that the rational mind seeks it. Therefore, when you ask from the perspective of the five-sensory personality, does non-physical reality exist? What you really are asking is, if I cannot prove the existence of non-physical reality, do I decide that it is nonsensical? Do I decide that there is no answer? Or do I expand myself to the level at which the answer can be given? When a mind asks a question that suggests a different level of truth, no matter what the question, expansion has always been the way of the scientist, the pursuer of truth. At one time in our evolution, for example, the question was asked, are there forms of life that are smaller than the eye can see? From the five-sensory perception, the answer was no. Someone did not accept that answer, and the microscope was invented. Then the question, do parts of nature exist that are smaller than what can be seen through a microscope, was asked. And again, from the five-sensory perception, the answer was no. But we did not stop, and instead discovered and developed a rich understanding of atomic and subatomic phenomena. As we created the tools to see, that which was once considered non-existent became existent. But we had to expand first. The challenge and the task for the advanced or expanding mind is to expand to a level at which questions that cannot be answered from within the accepted understanding of truth can be answered.